Monday night Bar Halacha. So we established yesterday that chametz that's not fit to eat, sometimes a human, or if it could be a possibility of sa'or, then you need unfit for a kelev. So that's not considered chametz. And we said that if you eat it, though, that's regarding owning it and benefiting from it. But if it's, and having it, owning it, having it on Pesach also. But if you eat it, then do the svar of achshavei, that you give it the chashivas of food by eating it. So there's a basic question by medicine. That's always the question. The issue by medicine is that if you have pills, powder, they usually are not considered fit to eat. We're not talking about flavored. If it's flavored, it's a problem. A big problem. If it has chametz in it and it's flavored and it tastes good, then you can't eat it. You know, you have to ask a shayla. I mean, only if it's sakonas nefoshes. Usually it would be a problem. But when you have the chametz, the medicine that doesn't taste good, that tastes bitter, that's considered not roi l'achila. And the question is, if it's ingesting it is called achshavei or not. Since you're not taking it out as food, but you're taking it out as medicine, so that's the issue. Is there achshavei or not? So what we do is we try to avoid it. We try to get a substitute. And if you can't get a substitute, then you have to ask a shayla. Depending on the reason that you have to take the medicine, how severe it is, there would be a heter if it's foul tasting, if it's bitter tasting, and there's no substitute available. Kitnius is mutter to a chola. Exactly what the gedder of chola is, most poskim will use the rule of thumb of Hilchos Shabbos when a chola could take medicine on Shabbos. So if they're a chola, then there's no issue of kitnius, they're umat the kitnius b'makom chola. Thank you.